The Western New York Women's Foundation released a new report on barriers girls and women are facing. This report features stories of young girls, young women, and adult women.
Every woman and girl will find herself in this report some way, somehow.
Kristen Lupino-Golston serves as Director of Community Initiatives and Investments at the Western New York Women's Foundation. The Pathways to Progress Report, Volume 2, offers the lifespan of a woman to demonstrate barriers females face at different times in their lives.
So we look at a young girl, an adolescent girl, a young adult, an adult woman, and a woman of experience. And each of those women is named in the report.
Lupino-Golston tells WBFO the report sets a framework to educate the community on the issues and to take action to change the negative barriers.
We have issues of gender overlaid and compounded by issues of race and issues of socioeconomic status and class, poverty, education, income, trauma. All of these things intersect over the lives of women.
The latest data was collected over a year in Erie, Niagara, and Chautauqua counties. It also uses online data hub material. The report points to the importance of early childhood education.
85% of the brain's core structure is developed by age 4. The startling fact that I learned or uncovered in this process was that only 9% of public investments in education and development are dedicated to that age.
And for adult women as they age out, that wage gap becomes a major issue.
So in Western New York, for every 100 men over 85 years old, there are 212 women. 82% chance of outliving her financial assets in retirement. So we have more older women and they have less money going into retirement. They're living longer and outliving their financial assets, and this is a major problem.
State Assemblywoman Crystal People-Stokes, who also chairs the New York State Women's Caucus, has pledged to present the findings to the entire caucus. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.